Chapter 21. It's nice to meet me. George and Harold could hardly contain themselves as they rang the doorbell of George's future self. They were so excited they'd almost forgotten why they had come to the future in the first place. Soon, George's future self came to the door. He looked a lot like George, only he was really, really old. He was 30. Old George recognized George and Harold immediately.
"Holy Toledo!"
cried old George.
What are you guys doing here?"
Old George's wife came to the door, too.
"Don't be rude to your fans, honey," she said.
"Invite them in. Make yourselves at home, boys."
"These aren't my fans, dear," said old George. "They're us."
"Us who?"
asked Mrs. Beard.
"It's Harold and me from when we were kids," said old George.
George and Harold accepted Mrs. Beard's invitation and made themselves right at home. They gleefully tore through the house, checking out all of old George's stuff.
"Your future house is awesome," said Harold.
"Thanks," said George. "I must admit, I have pretty good taste."
"Wow," cried Harold. "You've even got your own Dogman-themed pinball machine."
"Cool," exclaimed George. "I've always wanted one."
"Can I play it?" asked Harold.
"I guess so," said George.
"After all, it's mine."
"Look, Harold," cried George. "There's even a treehouse in my backyard."
"That's not for us," said old George. "That's for our kids."
"Our kids?"
asked George. "I guess it's time you boys met the whole family," said Mrs. Beard. "I'll go round up the children, honey, while you call Harold and Billy."